You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. And I have here in the studio, we're just going to jump right to it today, Amber from our marketing department, the head of our marketing department. Amber, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Steve.
The purpose of this radio show is not necessarily just to sell County National Bank, but to impart information, financial information, financial advice sometimes, just from the perspective of different people in the community, different people from here in County National Bank. In my preparation for this, Amber, I was looking online and I found there's a whole bunch of different websites that list all of these questions. And I wanted to pick some that I felt would be kind of broad enough to cover most conversations, but at the same time, be able to provide some specific answers. I get to be in the hot seat today, the one answering the questions, and Amber has been kind enough to join me, and she's going to ask the questions. So we have, Amber, we've got five questions here that I felt were the best questions, and some of them are a little bit tough. Amber, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right, so number one, which I think is probably a question most people have, and most people, it would apply to most people, is it bad that I never read my bank statements?
So I've worked for a couple different banks, and every bank that I've worked for offers to their clients free copies of check registers, okay? Blank check registers. Come in and grab one. Because yes, it is bad if you don't read your bank statements. If all that you are relying on is your online banking or your mobile app, it doesn't show you all of the information. One of the ways that I found that people find fraud is if they go back and they look over their bank statements. So you need to, number one, be keeping your own ledger, whether you do this online or whether you do it the old-fashioned way and you write down all of your transactions. So you need to take your bank statements and you need to take your ledger, whether it's electronic or whether it's paper, and you need to compare them to make sure that everything that you've authorized has come out. And to make sure that if you see something on that bank statement that maybe you forgot that you made that purchase. That's one of the dangers. Debit cards are great, but sometimes we lose the receipts. Make sure that you're writing that down in your ledger. Again, whether electronic or whether by paper, keep track of that. From a business perspective, you know, as a bank, we're a large business, larger than, you know, my own personal banking. Amber, I'm sure larger than your own personal banking.
For sure.
We have an entire accounting department that tracks these. So is it bad that you never read your bank statements? Yes. Please don't rely just on your mobile app or your online banking to get the information for what's going on in your account.
Great advice. So the second question, and I think this also would apply to a lot of people, is how can I reduce my fees that I get from my bank?
My perspective, I sit in my chair to develop and create and hone relationships. I work for the bank, yes, and it is an income stream, but I don't like to see those fees. And honestly, at County National, we have all sorts of ways that you can avoid having to pay so many fees. There's some things, some value-added services, like if you come in to do a wire, it costs the bank money. We're going to ask for some reimbursement for that. Okay, so there's a fee for that. But things like insufficient fund fees, using a non-CNB ATM, there's those fees. So how can I avoid those fees? So let's go back to question number one. Is it bad that I never read my bank statements? The answer would be yes. That's going to be you keeping track of your transactions in your ledger, again, whether electronic or physical piece of paper. That's going to be your best defense against probably the biggest source of fees that I see on a daily basis, which is those insufficient fund fees. Mm-hmm. You have got to write down, don't trust your brain. Whether you're a young person or whether you're an older person, we all forget things. Okay, there's always that running joke about, oh, you know, the older you are, the more you forget. Well, yeah, we have teenagers, okay, and they forget lots of things, especially chores. But that's beside the point. That's a different conversation. One of the best ways that you can reduce your bank fees is to keep track of all of your account activity write it down so that you know what you've authorized so that you don't accidentally overspend. If you're not signed up for e-statements and you're paying a monthly fee, check and see if your bank offers a reduced or a zero monthly fee if you switch to electronic statements. I think that would probably be the two best ways to reduce those fees. Amber, I'm looking at the time and we only have time for one more. So I would like to, maybe in a future show, let's touch back on number three and number five, but let's jump to number four. I think this is a good question to ask.
Absolutely. Who makes the decisions at the bank?
Let's answer that question specifically when it comes to lending. So as branch managers here at CNB, we are loan originators. We don't originate purchase mortgages, refinances, first mortgages, that type of lending, but everything on the consumer side. So we originate, you know, the car loans, the boat loans. If you want to need to buy another tractor, we move in that direction. Home equity lines of credit, credit cards, overdraft lines of credit. We do all of that. And one of the things that's neat about County National that I didn't get the chance to do when I worked for the other banks was I am the underwriter. I get to do all the underwriting. Yes, we have a loan policy. Well, Steve, what is your loan policy? Well, that's our bank secret. It's in our books. But we have guidelines, we have metrics, things that we have to follow, things that we look for. So we look at credit scores, we look at history, things like that. The nice thing about being a community bank is that I've got some flexibility. Things don't fit exactly perfectly. And I know we've had Brandy Titus on here who has said kind of the same thing. I make the initial decision. So I look at whether you fit into the box. And if you are outside the box, that doesn't mean that you're disqualified. It means that let's take another look. So initially, our branch managers make the initial decision. And I'm not going to tell you what the limits are because those change per person. But sometimes we do have to go higher up. So I would take my decisions based on, you know, how much. And I've done the underwriting. I take my recommendation and I go one step higher. If the amount is a bit higher, then I'll have to go maybe two steps higher. Sometimes it does have to go before our board. I would say things like, you know, maybe many of our commercial loans or many of our home equity lines of credit that use a larger part of the equity of your home, those do need to go up to those higher levels. If I'm sitting across the table from somebody, I used to joke back when I didn't do the underwriting, the underwriter sees you in black and white, but I get to see you in color, and it's my job to make the underwriter see you in color, make it a Kodak moment, right? Mm-hmm. But as the underwriter and the originator, and sometimes the decision maker, I get to see the big picture. So I know where you are, not just based on numbers on a page, who you are as an individual, where you are in your entire financial picture. It empowers me, I think, to make better decisions than if I just send something off to somebody in some back office somewhere. It's a multiple answer question. I do, but my boss does, and then their boss does as well.
All right, so we went over three of our five questions today. We do have a couple more that I think are really important questions that customers need to ask their bankers. And we also have some questions for our customers that we would like to know at County National Bank. So that's for another show, but we did learn some great information today and what's really great about the local banking scene and what you can do locally with your branch manager.
But that's all the time that we have today. My name is Steve Kuiper. I'm your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Our sound engineer has been Brad Taphouse. And our special guest for today, not just me, but Amber from our marketing department. Amber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.